USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It looks like the federal government will steer clear of a shutdown after all, as Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has announced that an agreement has been reached on a stopgap government funding bill, a measure that's expected to be voted on Thursday morning, as the government would run out of money later that night. Earlier in the day, when there was no agreement in sight, the White House was trying to get Republicans to sign on.
Because everybody should believe that we need to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. We're disappointed that that's not the view shared by Republicans right now.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki there again hours before the apparent agreement, which will raise the debt ceiling. Britney Spears' father is no longer her conservator. A judge has removed Jamie Spears from the pop star's conservatorship, and now a public accountant will be taking over through the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The mayor of Kabul, Afghanistan, says millions of Afghans are in dire straits after the U.S. finished its withdrawal of troops. Speaking on CNBC, Mohammed Daoud Sultaneh has said that there are millions of people who are simply at the verge of famine and hunger. Multiple other organizations have been warning of a pending humanitarian crisis in that continued war-torn nation. The FAA closing its investigation into Virgin Group founder Richard Branson's July flight into space. The FAA said it was looking into a mishap which had occurred on the Galactic flight on July 11th when the space plane was too shallow and its nose not at a sufficient angle during its return to Earth. The FAA says that meant it could have caused an emergency landing. However, the FAA now says it required Virgin Galactic to implement changes and it has agreed to do so, so it may return to flight operations. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Another lawsuit challenging a vaccine mandate, this time in Rhode Island, the vaccine mandate for health care workers there, getting a closer look by a federal judge now, as a hearing was held on Wednesday regarding the matter, with the judge making no immediate decision on a request for a temporary restraining order. At the moment, workers have until Friday there in Rhode Island to get vaccinated or lose their jobs. Meanwhile, some lawmakers on Capitol Hill have been reacting to that. Some lawmakers on Capitol Hill are voicing their opinions on these mandates. With one example, here's USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee unsuccessfully rolled out the first of a dozen bills Tuesday he has drafted to upend President Joe Biden's yet-to-be-issued vaccination mandate.
Someone who is serving as the President of the United States, while issuing a sweeping federal mandate, insists that this is not about freedom or personal choice. It is. It necessarily is.
He said the president's strong-arm push to force Americans to choose between decisions affecting their health and providing for their families is wrong. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And there's a possibility meth addicts in California could soon get paid for getting clean and sober. The Recovery Incentives Act has already been given the green light by that state's House and Senate. It's awaiting the governor, Gavin Newsom's, signature. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barr.